Blog Talk Radio.
Hear the right, O Yahweh. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my presence come forth from thy presence. Let mine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the path of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy path, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O Elohim. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand of them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings from the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies now, who compass me about. They are enclosed in their own fet. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes, bowing down to the earth. Like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Yahweh, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword, which is thy sword, the wicked, which is thy sword, hallelujah, from men which are thy hand, O Yahweh, from men of the world which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou filleth with thy hid treasure. They are full of children, and they leave the rest of their sustenance to their babes. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness, a psalm of thy weed and a powerful one at that. Shalom, 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 Psalm 17, a prayer of Dawid, the king of Israel. Shalom, 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 all praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yah, henceforth, forever and forever and ever. Hallelujah, world without end. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I am Yeremiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M-Day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, I'd like to just take time here to welcome all of you all into the Knowledge Suite this night. Hallelujah. And I'd like to give special shout out and thanks to those of you all who responded to the last presentation I had on the poisoning of the waters. Yes, every bit of information that we get in this day and time is very vital. Yes. Hallelujah. Talking with Queen Naya earlier today, and we conversed about this thing that happened in the news concerning the shutdown of Delta Airlines. A lot of people are stranded all over the country as a result of the computers that operate the entire airlines all over the world. People are stranded everywhere as a result of the, quote, computer shutting down. Yes, get ready, my beloved brothers and sisters. We know that this, as well as many other things that are happening, are precursors to what the wicked are getting ready to bring on the planet and getting ready to impose upon people to force someone into their so-called New World Order. You haven't seen anything yet. You just wait till they hit the power grid. Yes, they are going to shut the power grids down. You won't have any electricity. You won't have any running water. You won't have none of this. Keep your trust in the Almighty Yah, because why? There's a wicked episode coming to your neighborhood. That's why Dawid said, arise, O Yahweh, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword. Yes, the wicked is used as a sword of Yah. Yes, to bring us, hallelujah, down to the humbleness and to the submission that the Most High Yah requires. Because when he told our ancestors, he did tell our ancestors that when he was going to scatter us into the four corners of the earth and was going to send a sword after us, see? In some cases, that wasn't a literal sword, because the sword that he sent after us was the wicked, which is thy sword. We just seen right here in his word, hallelujah. Yes, the wicked does have a divine appointment, and that is for them to be nothing but wicked. You can expect more out of the wicked, if you want to, than wickedness. That's all you're going to get. Tonight, my beloved brothers and sisters, many messengers are out here now proclaiming this truth unto the ears of our people, as we witness and see Israel waking up all over the planet. Yes, all over the planet. And as you can see, this is not getting done by no one or two or three or four or so-called Hebrew congregation stuck in a hole somewhere. And this is, Yah is waking his people up all over the place. Not only in the United States, but in Great Britain, over in Russia, China, Japan. Yes, we're everywhere. We're there too, yes. You name it, we're there. Hallelujah. The only people where there was enough of us to go around to scatter into every country on this planet. Why? We are this blessed seed of Abraham, our Abba, our Father, hallelujah, whose seed to this very day still outnumber, hallelujah, cannot be counted, hallelujah, outnumber all populations on the planet, but yet call minorities, and all the other multiplicity of lies and misnomers and just straight-out fairy tales that have been imposed upon a people. But let me tell you some nations, all of you nations out there who participated with this wicked beast here in the hells of North America, the daughter of Babylon, you are going down with this bitch. Yes, you are going down with this whore when she go down to her destruction. So those of you all who participated in the, what, in the transatlantic slave trade and all the other slave trades that involved the destruction and the scattering of my people, who are Yah's people who are my people, you will pay. We are the apple of Yah's eye. We are the apple of his eye. Tonight, and amongst those messengers, I ran across a brother who I nicknamed Brother Ruftuff. He comes with a different style of bringing the truth to you. I mean, he just straight out guts you and just tell you like it is. And sometimes he cuss you out. Not curse, cuss you out in the process. So let me just warn those of you all who cannot take this and who say, oh, here we are, who's going to for playing them cussing brothers on his program. Yes, I'm playing them all. The cussing ones, the not so cussing ones, hallelujah. The ones who just coming out of this, new at it. The ones who've been at it for a while, I mean, I deal with them all. Because why? All of us are the children of Israel, and some of us bring it differently than others. My delivery is more of a what? More of a shepherd-like, but I cuss from time to time too now. Oh, yeah, I get a little rough and tough sometimes. But I still am able to maintain that shepherd spirit that it takes to feed these sheep. Now, some of these sheep, when you look at sheep in a literal sense, they are stubborn, dumb animals. They are dumb as hell, and then they're stubborn as hell at the same time. You can't get them to do nothing. That's why they have to have a shepherd to oversee them. Yes, you have to have a roi. And this man or this woman or this person, whoever that shepherd is, has to have a lot of patience, because he's dealing with some dumb, humble, in most cases, dumb, stubborn animals. And those of you all who have ever been around sheep know that they are very, very stubborn. You know, sometimes you want to take the staff and beat them across the head, but that's not the way you shepherd a flock. You don't hit them. A shepherd never strikes the sheep with his staff. He will sometimes take the little hook part of it and gently guide them back into line. If they step out of course, if they step out of the line of the sheep marching forth, he gently leads them and put them back into place, because our people have been through a lot, and they have to be gently led, gently now. However, some of them, the more stubborn of the flock, have to just have the verbal beat down. Well, Brother Rough Tough, that's not his name. He's going to say his name. Well, let him introduce himself to you and what he's going to be talking about. He's going to tell you some of the things that many of us are telling you and crying out, letting you know that this New Testament lie is Jesus Christ lie. Yes, and I know some of y'all preachers haven't been listening for a while because I attack y'all, Jesus. Yes, I'm going to attack the hell out of it, because it's not a him, it's it. It's a figment of men's imagination, one thing. It's a pagan deity that never has existed, never will. Yep, but this brother going to take it a step further. He's going to cuss you out about it, but he's going to bring that word to you. So just sit back, relax, and for the next, what, maybe next 20, 25 minutes or so, let's listen to Brother Rough Tough. I'm going to let him have the platform. You all need to listen. Now, for those of y'all who may have children listening in, now, you might not want them to hear this type of so-called quote profanity. You might not want to hear them, let them listen to this type of cussing. So I'm just telling you now, take the course, take charge, hallelujah, and just either send them out the room or do your whatever you do to what? To guard their privacy and listening contents or whatever. But this is for grown folks right here. I mean, really, really grown folks. Without further ado, Brother Rough Tough going to take it from here. I am Yirmiyahu, Ben Israel, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M-Day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio. I will be returning momentarily.
Greetings, our Hebrew Israelite brothers and sisters. This is A.L.D. Smith, the watchman on the wall, your watchman. In Israel, it is our Sabbath. Grab that King James. But first and foremost, my sisters and brothers, we here at LouderMeNoMore.org, we want to give a shout-out to all of our brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath! Now, that being said, we're going to go forward into our teaching tonight, all right? We got a very, very good teaching in Israel, as I always say. I want you to listen. Listen to the wording, and I want you to think about it. And I know that the Most High will give you an understanding, all right? And as I said in the other videos, we have some creepers that are creeping around on our page with this Jesus shit. And I'm going to straighten their ass out tonight, you know. As I always do, Israel, I prove Jesus to be nothing more than a liar. That's what he is. He's a liar and a deceiver. And he is Lucifer. And he is not a God, neither is he the Most High Son. All right, that being said, let us go forward into our teaching, all right? And as I say, Israel, I want you to think about what we are saying tonight, okay? Now, let's go to their book called St. John, the 5th chapter. All right, and we're going to begin with verse 42 and 43. Now, as I say, Israel, I'm going to bring out some things here tonight, and all I ask you to do is just think about it. And so, and you will come to the same conclusion as we always do every week. This ain't nothing but a bunch of bullshit. And the Christians have no hope. All right, now, let's look at verse 42 and 43. Look what it says. Now, we're in chapter 5 in their book called St. John. We're looking at chapter 4, verse 42 and verse 43. He says, "But I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. I come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not." See what he says? But if another, he said, if another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Now, let us deal with this first part of it. Let's deal with, he said, I come in my Father's name. Now, my sisters and brothers, all I ask you to do is just think about it. This is something that most people never do. They don't think about the wording. Now, if he came in his Father's name, all the names that the Most High was given in the Old Testament seemed like to me he would have had one of those names, like the mighty one of Jacob, or the Almighty God, the true and living God. All these names, Jehovah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But here he has this motherfucking Mexican named Jesus, you know, and then says that's God, not at one time. In Israel, you can go back and look at it. Not one time in the Old Testament that any of the prophets ever called the Most High Jesus. Not one time. I mean, if you just think about it, this Israel, you guys know that being with us for any length of time, you know we make it as simple as possible. This is not. We don't try to make it hard and try to lead you out there and lead you to figure out. Well, maybe he said, no. I tell you exactly what I'm talking about. Now, my sister and brother, I ask this question again. In Israel, I'm not shouting at you, but there are some that are peeping through the window, and there are some that are peeping out from behind trees that are not Hebrew Israelites. And they are making comments on our page about this leper's ass, faggot ass Jesus, talking about he's the Most High. Listen, let me say right there, Pastor. No one of the Old Testament ever at any time spoke about Jesus' name. Nobody. Not one time. And I'm so sick of these stupid-ass fuckers coming on our page talking this old dumb-ass bullshit. Look, let me say this. Please understand me. Let me make this crystal. Listen, we here at LightOfMeNumber.org, we don't like Jesus. We don't even like motherfuckers who follow Jesus, okay? So look, why are you on our page? Please leave. I'm asking you. Because I'm gonna hurt your feelings every chance I get. Because I'm going to show you that this leprous, faggot-ass motherfucker that you believe in, he ain't shit. And I mean that with all sincerity. And they're all, he's the son of God. He's not God's son. He's a faggot-ass motherfucker. And I mean that. Now, let's go forward here. I mean, he said he came in my father's name. He said, but now, if another shall come in his own name, him you will believe. You damn right. So he said, I'm going to send you Elijah. God did not give you a clue about who he was sending. He told you in Malachi 4:5, I will send you Elijah before I come. And that's why they asked that fat-ass motherfucker, who are you? Are you Elias? One of the prophets? Because they knew the Old Testament does not speak of his fat ass. Like I say, I am sick of you Christians and the rest of you that are straddling the fence. You know, look, like if you don't like what you hear, then leave. I mean, I stress it all the time. God only told me to speak to my sisters and brothers and my brothers and sisters. He never told me to speak to another nation or anybody else. He said, Israel. So while you guys hang around, people on our page trying to learn something, listen, let me tell you something. When you hang around here, you're going to find out your damn demise. Straight up and down. You're going to find out your demise, and you're going to see our victory. Okay? Now, you keep on hanging around here. It's coming. Now, let's go a little further here. He says, one will come in his own name. And I told you, Elijah's coming. Now, let's look at verse 44. He says here, how can ye believe which receive honor one of another and seeketh not the honor that cometh from God? Don't the Christians do the same thing? Don't the Christians seek one from another? Are you ready for the ministry? Are you this and you that? That's all they do. That's what their whole program is about, honoring one another. And their little cliques and their little games. I was in that bullshit for over 20 years. See, one that has not been in it can't talk about it, but I was there. I know about that bullshit. It ain't nothing. That's what it is. Nothing but bullshit. Now, let's show you guys here, you Christians, about y'all Lord and Savior, as you believe. Because look what he says here in 45. He said, do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. Now, anybody know that when Moses was leading the children of Israel out of Egypt, the only reason why Moses didn't go is because he smoked the rock. Other than that, God said Moses was a righteous man. That's why he picked him. So nobody accused Moses of nothing. Nobody. God just told him because of what he did, he ain't going over. And then told him, what time he was going to die. He told him, said, okay, Moses, now you done told Aaron what I told you. Now, I'm kind of paraphrasing this, so don't take me word for word, but I'm just paraphrasing and go back and read it. But he told Moses that, well, you done told, gave all instructions to Aaron. Now, come on now, and it's time to die. That's what he told him. It's time to die. Now, dying is only like going to sleep for Israel. I mean, it is not a horrible thing. He just didn't go over. That's all. He's still God's man. He just didn't go over. Well, see, but you leave it to the Christians. They can't see what we see Israel because you know what? God's not talking to them. And as a matter of fact, there's a lot of them out there that's going about saying all kinds of stuff, and they're only saying what they think the word is saying. And that's all they can do is say what they're thinking that the word is saying. Because the Most High is not talking to them. God has his chosen people, and he talks to them. Just like I said, one man, that was Moses, brought out three million and some change out of Egypt. One man. See, so God does not need all these other motherfuckers that talking all this bullshit out here about I'm this and I'm that. No. God chose one person. That's right. And that one person is going to speak God's word, and then God going to get his word out there. That's why I tell you guys, every week, I have something new from the Most High to give to you. Every week. I mean, I'm not giving you the same stuff over and over and over, re-warming up stuff. No, I'm giving you something every week. And look, I have a job just like you guys. I work 9 to 5. I work 4 hours a week, sometimes over 4 hours a week. I have a family. I got chores I got to do around the house. I got yard work I got to do. I got to take the cars to get work on. I got all these things to do. I got family matters that I have to attend. All these things, but do I let you guys go out of the word of the Most High? No. No, because that is my job. There's nothing there. Well, I say, well, okay, well, one day, well, I'm just kidding. Well, let me start doing this. No, he came to me, and that's not that. He prepared me for many years for this moment. That's why I was in Christianity for 20 years, because he let me learn all their ways and all the bullshit and all the scriptures, and then he brought me back to his word, and it's in that look. There's no comparison. That's why I can bring you a message anytime. Because I know all this bullshit over the New Testament. And then he shows me his word over in the Old Testament, and it doesn't even match up. These are two entirely different books. One is for everybody, and one is for God's people. Now, let's go to the other here. I'm going to show you here. Let's go to Matthew. Look what he said. He said, I will not accuse you to the Father. Didn't he say that? Now, I'm going to show you how he lies. Let's go to Matthew. Go to the book of Matthew. What's the name of my brothers and sisters? Matthew, the 10th chapter. Now, I'm going to show you, my sisters and brothers. This isn't but a bunch of bullshit. And I want you Christians to be listening. Since y'all peeping through the window and peeping out from behind trees, won't show your face, you know, but you got all this motherfucking lips, all this mouth, and ain't talking about nothing, can't prove shit, but you got all this mouth. Anyway, let's look at Matthew, the 10th chapter. Let's look at verse 30, look at verse 32. Look what he says, he said, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. But whosoever deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. See that? Then he goes on. Look what he said. But he says, now, I will not accuse you. Did he say that? Now, look what he says. He says, you don't confess me before men, and then I'm going to deny you before my Father. Then he said, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at verses against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foe shall be they of his own house, meaning his enemy is going to be the ones of his own house. Now these are the words that he said. Now I'm going to show you here. I already proved to you that he's nothing more than a liar. Now I'm going to show you something else. Now watch this right now, my sisters and brothers. Pay close attention. Now let's go to the book of Luke. Watch this right now. Watch it, my brothers and sisters. Watch this. Luke, the second chapter. Let's look at verses 9. Now listen closely, because there's a whole lot in here that I want to talk about, but I don't want to make it too long. But anyway, let's start with verse 9. It says, "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid." Talk about the shepherds. He said, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings and great joy, which shall be to all men." Good tidings and great joy to all men. Isn't that what he said? Okay, let's go a little further. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Now, how can you have peace? And he said that I came not to bring peace. That's my question. I mean, all this writing here talking about the angel and all, and all that, all the heaven is co-signing with the angel. So either the angels are lying about his birth, or either Jesus is lying about he's going to bring a sword, you know, and turn the family, one family member against the other. Somebody's lying. I mean, my brothers and sisters, imagine the pages. Israel, I know you are on point with me, but these damn Christians, I want to shame them every chance I get. I'm going to run their ass off our page, because we don't need you on our page. We don't believe like you believe. Why don't you go and be around those that believe like you believe? See, because you're not going to persuade us. None of us here, not me, no more at all. Neither any of our followers. You're not going to persuade them to follow behind that bullshit. They know better. So you may well find yourself somewhere else to go, because you're not going to prosper here. Not mean that.
All right, my brothers, my sisters, did not rough tough bring it. I told you we're going to play more of this. Yes, we're going to play more of this before we get out of here. Isaiah chapter 44, starting at verse 6. "Thus saith Yahweh, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, Yahweh Sabaoth of hosts. I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no Elohim." Now, a lot of you read this and think there's somebody else with him. No, what it's simply saying, "Thus saith Yahweh, the King of Israel, and his meaning in Israel, okay, and Israel's Redeemer." See, Yahweh is everything else. He's the King of Israel, and he's also Yahweh Sabaoth. That means of hosts, of armies. So let's not get stuff twisted. "I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no Elohim. And who, as I shall call and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people." He's asking a question. We are the ancient people, like the brother said. It's all about Israel. "And the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them." See, let Israelites teach Israelites, my brothers, my sisters. This is what this is all about. Hallelujah. Redeeming the redemption of Israel, because we are y'all's chosen people, like the brother said. You all got y'all faith stuck over there in something that ain't even real. Yes, that New Testament deity, that New Testament lie, that J-S-U-S, which was nothing more than a slave ship, the good ship Jesus of Lubeck, England, the good ship now, not sweet ship, brother, the good ship. It's out there. Go out there and look at it. Read it so you'll know. But you'll know what it's talking about, and you'll know what to say. Stop twisting stuff. We don't need no more twists. Brothers and sisters, he's hard on y'all Christians. So am I. So are others. We got to be, because we got to do what it takes to break y'all from that lie that's got you bound, been had you bound. Give the enemy back his lie that he gave you. Yes, yes, like the brother said, that New Testament bullshit. Because that's all it is. Yes, we got to get rough and tough with you sometimes. Oh, yeah. But this brother stay rough and tough all the time. I'm going to let brother rough tough. You think you heard something, you wait till you hear his counterpart. Wait till you hear his wife. She's a little bit more delicate and cusses a little less more. But she gets the point. She gets the point. Oh, yes, she gets to the point. She gets the point over. I'm the Yirmiyahu Ben Israel. Shalom, shalom, shalom.